And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
All right, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking around and joining us for this hour of the program. If you're just tuning in, it is Canada's National Countdown Show. Brian Cleveland is in studio with me. I'm Anthony Enman. We're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian, what will they find if they go to that website?
Yeah, you'll find Earshot, which is the National Campus and Community Radio Report. It is produced and published every week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association and their fine editorial team and group of volunteers there. We bring you the National Top 50 every single week, bringing you and playing selections from the top 20 albums, along with features and lots more in between. And that top 50 list is created and collated and compiled together by the top 30 lists of over 30 campus and community radio stations across Canada, who also submit specialty lists for electronic hip hop, international jazz, loud folk roots, and blues. And you can look at all those lists and much more at earshot-online.com. And as well, there are some interviews and reviews and lots of fine written stuff there. So go and check it out for yourself.
Awesome. You can also find us online a few ways, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you. We're doing it in this hour for Space Boots, talking to Mike, Josiah, and Laban, three of the six of the band. So that's pretty exciting. And Steven's also joining us for your music news. We'll talk a little bit about albums that are debuting below the top 20, and we have your top 10. Before we get kicking here, Brian, I do want to mention again, because I mentioned this in the first hour, about if any of our listeners have any thoughts on what might debut in the top 20 of 2015. We're getting to the point now where it might be pretty easy for someone to make an educated guess on what could be sitting in the top 20 of 2015. We're doing a predictions episode next week, so you'll have an opportunity to hear what we think might make its way in. Also, our guests who will be joining us from some of our syndicate partners that air this program as well. And Steven's going to tell us what his top albums are of the year so far. So lots of great stuff that it's coming your way next week. And look forward to that. But look forward right now to more great music. We kick things off with number 10 and make our way.
All right, it is Mac DeMarco this week, number 14 the week before that. And his latest release is called Another One. We're going to hear a track called I've Been Waiting for Her. Beirut is a new one to the show. It debuted at number 9 last week. It sits still at number 9 this week. The newest album is called No, No, No. Lots of repetition this week. We had if.
Many ifs.
No, no, no. La-di-da-di and all that stuff in between. Again, we're going to hear a track called Perth. And then Dust Bunnies by Kurt Vile, dropping one spot this week, is his latest, Believe I'm Going Down.
All right, here's Mac DeMarco, your number 10 this week. I've Been Waiting for Her. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
For the rhythm, for the beat of a heart.
Welcome to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Fixing a black lung.
was Dust Bunnies by Kurt Vile. Believe I'm Going Down on Matador Records. Drops one spot this week to number 8. Sitting still at number 9 is Beirut, No No No, and a track called Perth. And we kicked off the second hour, the top 10 this week at number 10, up from number 14, Mac DeMarco from his latest release. Another one, a track called I've Been Waiting for Her.
Hour number 2 of the Earshot 20, counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. A great website, and another great website is exclaim.ca. All kinds of music news there for you. Stephen Karlick is the senior editor there and a friend of ours on the program, brings us music news every week. We're in the second hour, bringing you the second hour of that music news. And it all kicks off with an announcement from Beach House, who are set to return to our great country.
Yes. As people will know, Beach House have released not just one, but 2 albums in the last few months. And now the Baltimore Dream Pop outfit have lined up another leg of North American dates that will keep them on the road in support of both Depression Cherry and Thank Your Lucky Stars, all the way until March 2016. Following a series of late 2015 dates in Europe and a few appearances in California, the band will get back on the road by late February, and a short run of dates will have them hitting both Toronto and Montreal. You can find the show schedule at exclaim.ca. No other dates yet lined up for anywhere else in Canada, unfortunately. Maybe a Vancouver date lined up somewhere, but if you do live somewhere else, there might be somewhere near you that would be worth finding them in. I'm not sure. I've never seen Beach House live, what they're like, but you can see all the dates at exclaim.ca.
If you are a fan, you can check them out. Toronto isn't too far away for some, so that's a possibility in Montreal as well. So good stuff, and go check them out when they are in Canada.
We get chewed out a lot, unfortunately, because we'll announce that they're coming to Canada, and then people on Facebook go, oh, they're coming to Montreal and Toronto. And it's like, well, that's the way that they announced it, and it is true, they are coming to the country. I'm sorry.
That is still Canada, folks. Yeah.
We didn't plan Beach House's tour.
Because if you did, they'd be making a stop everywhere.
Yes. At the very least, they'd be hitting the East Coast, and I would come and hang out with you guys and see them.
Awesome. Well, yep. Hopefully you become their tour manager very soon. And in the meantime, we'll flip over to some goofy news. Well, I wouldn't say goofy, but I know that one of these guys is goofy. Ricky Gervais and Coldplay's Chris Martin looking to team up.
Yeah, so I think, I can't remember, but I'm fairly certain I've talked about this before, but Ricky Gervais is resurrecting his character from The Office, David Brent. That was, of course, the UK Office, which spawned an American version later. The Office ended back in 2003, but he's bringing back the David Brent character for not just for a movie, but also for a number of other things, including some instructional guitar videos he's put online that are pretty hilarious. Now, apparently, the movie he's working on, Life on the Road, has had some additions from another very real rock star, that man being Chris Martin of Coldplay. Gervais tweeted about Martin's involvement on Saturday, October 17th. He posted a photo of the two of them and shared the message that he's, quote, still buzzing from our first studio session this week recording the David Brent soundtrack album, Too Much Fun. And it was accompanied by a photo of him and Chris Martin, which you can see at exclaim.ca. It's not entirely clear if Martin will appear in the movie or if he'll simply be on the previously discussed soundtrack for Juxtaposition Records. But in any case, it wouldn't be the first time that the Coldplay singer worked with Gervais. He played a skewed version of himself on Gervais' show Extras. He was also part of a Game of Thrones musical mockumentary, which you can see online, as well as a tongue-in-cheek send-off for a radio DJ. He's actually a pretty funny guy for someone whose music doesn't exactly sound like he's a laid-back and funny guy. Anyway, lots to be excited for there. Life on the Road. The film is being directed by Gervais himself and is being funded by BBC Films and Entertainment One. He wrote new songs for the film, and it should be out soon.
I'm a big fan of Ricky, so I love everything that he puts out, and this can, hopefully this is going to be pretty good, because Chris Martin's pretty awesome, and Ricky Gervais is pretty awesome, too.
Yes, he is.
All right, we've got one more story before we get to your song pick of the week, Stephen, and this is news about the Muscadets, who are talking about a release and sharing a new song.
Yes, so the Muscadets, in case you haven't heard of them, are a band from Montreal. They're a twin sister duo, and they recently dropped a debut EP titled Side A. That was earlier in the spring, and I believe I played one of their songs before. It's a very sort of 60s-esque surf rock-inspired EP, that one. And now, as another Canadian winter looms, the sisterly unit have announced plans to follow up that EP with, of course, an EP titled Side B. The 6-song set is due out on November 6th, courtesy of Costume Records. And the new material hears Kathleen and Chantal Ambridge, the two sisters, toying with an array of genres, including their previously mentioned retro surf rock, and now sort of some 80s-esque garage rock, a little bit of twee, some grunge, and a little bit of groove as well. Lots to be excited for with this one. They're a really cool duo. We did some sessions with them during North by Northeast that were sponsored by M for Montreal. So some cool sounds coming out of Quebec. You can see the track list for Side B at exclaim.ca, as well as our recent Exclaim TV session with them.
Awesome. All right. Well, we look forward to all of the stuff that you've told us about and so much more. You can check it out, exclaim.ca. Lots of news there for you. Stephen, as always, it is the greatest of pleasures to have you on the program. And we'll throw it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Well, I was just talking about the Muscadets, and I feel like it would be a tease if I didn't let you hear exactly what I'm talking about. The new single from Side B, from their new EP, is called Earthquake. And it's 3.5 minutes of surf pop goodness. It's honestly, I heard it, and within 30 seconds, I was like, yup. Had to listen to it again. This is Earthquake by the Muscadets on Earshot Radio.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 7.
tendrils of educated blue blood rum. Plum-scented oracle submits her highest sum. Set out on the escalator and bleed neon-flavored fun for wretched singers in a cold beyond any world that you've known. Yesterday was sad, but today the pills are moss. A tongue forsaken for a field of nudie cards. Moderator moderates the time you found out a cause and awoke in some field beyond any world that you've known. Was not the winter, no, not the fall that breaks me down. Alcer's name for a clown and the beat is down. Was it milk or a wound without a scar? Scarecrow turns and burns into some bar. Pounds his fist and cries, I know now who you are. You are one scented singer in the mist, beyond any world that you've known. The malls appear a few and they are far, but get there we will, my wonder bar. Set out on the escalator and you bleed up kind of far outside of the bounds of a bounds of any world that you've known. Was not the winter, no, nor the fall that breaks me down. Alistair's name for a clown.
With Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
We'll be right back.
was No Aloha at number 6, down 2 spots this week, is the latest album, No Problemo, on Poncho Records. You heard Putters. We also heard Frog Eyes in before that, number 7 up from number 11, Pick Pockets Lock It, and a track called The Beat Is Down for Wretched Singers Beyond Any World. And before that, we heard Stephen Carlick's pick this week. It was a track by the Muscadets called Earthquake.
It's the Earshot 20. We're taking a break from the charts right now to head to the phone lines. Of course, all the time we're asking you out there to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, you'd like some exposure on the Earshot 20, we are happy to do that. And I am very pleased to be chatting with a band who are based out of Victoria, BC. The group is called Space Boots. And I have Josiah Laban and Mike on the line with me right now from the band. Gentlemen, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Thanks for having us.
No problem at all. And so you're a 6-piece, and so I've got three of the 6, which is pretty good because I know it's hard to get people together because you're all probably working and doing other jobs as well outside of your music.
That's for sure.
That is true.
We're like 5 husbands, and we all got 5 girlfriends and 5 other problems, 5 other jobs.
All kinds of things on the go. Well, listen, yeah. Tell me a little bit about Space Boots and how you guys got started, because you had an EP released in 2013, but I assume, I'm making an assumption that maybe that you guys would have been together prior to that and you know, got something going before you released that EP.
Well, we met partying, really, having a really good time in Victoria. And we always had the biggest parties at our house. So one day we're like, well, let's start a band. So everyone kind of like had a laugh at us first. And then when we first played, everyone's like, holy smokes, you guys are actually pretty good. And then from then on, we've been basically selling out shows, like local shows, totally. And then going away every now and then to play gigs. And it's been a really good reception from the away from home crowd, I think. They kind of like, we just like smash them in the face with lots and lots of entertainment.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's like really, costumes, tight pants, you know, the whole thing, you know, long hair,
theatrical performance.
A little bit of nudity here and there, depending, you know, how drunk we are.
it sounds like a hell of a show, for sure. And so you had an EP that you released in 2013, and I noticed on some of the stuff you have out there on the internet, you kind of tote as rock and roll. Is that the direction that you guys want to go as a band? Is the rock and roll kind of stream, or are you going to try and branch out maybe in later releases?
We generally do rock and roll to a T, but we have a lot of other influences. We have some hip hop influences and some heavier rock and roll, a little bit of metal influences in there, but also just some hair metal and some, it goes along with the theatrics of everything.
Well, and we started a few years ago, like I said, like around the partying and everything, and as you know, it's a good time, but I think now we're like looking a little bit deeper into our soul, you could say, like where we're like having a little bit more meaning into some of the songs, you know.
Yeah.
You know, there's much more to the other side of the party, you know what I mean? There's more to us, you know.
Right, for sure. And let's talk about that, because you had your release, your EP release in 2013, and the EP called We're Just Saying What Everyone Else Is Thinking, but now you have plans for a 2016 release of another EP. What's that going to look like? Have you been starting to work on that? What's that going to feel like when it's done?
Well, we've been working on this album for a long time, and we've never been on a tour before and never really released anything big before, and so we've just been holding on to it and polishing it up to make it look just right and perfect. And so when we actually do hit the mainstream and start to like hit the streets and hit the bars and go across Canada, that we're really, really ready and prepared, and it's going to be something that we want to release and be proud of.
Yeah, totally. Like, I think that, like, the first one we kind of, like, bumped out, but this one, I mean, it's my first, like, real proper album, so it's like having a baby, I've realized. Like, there's so much work goes into it, so much, like, time and energy, you know, but we've had really good feedback from, like, random people that, like, listen into the music when we show them a little bit of it, and you can tell when people just tell you they like it when they don't really like it, but I can tell people really actually like it, so yeah. I'm really excited for the public to see it, you know what I mean?
We have a lot of friends in the industry here. It's a very incestual scene in Victoria. It's a very small community, so everybody knows everybody, and we got a lot of our friends on our album as well. So
we're excited.
Yeah.
That's awesome for sure. And so plans to not only release an EP, but you also are planning to make your way across Canada in some fashion, maybe, maybe not all the way East Coast, but maybe you do have plans to come all the way East. When I say all the way East, I mean, like, you know, you're talking about the Maritime provinces, but is that tour a for sure thing, or it's in the planning stages now for you?
Definitely in the planning stages.
We need to get a new band because ours just blew up.
Yeah, man, that band just it ain't there. But we've taken that van like over to Vancouver and Whistler. We've done a bunch of like small little tours. It's just getting our money and finances together and getting a good tour manager and everything. We actually had a message the other day from Switzerland. Am I saying correctly? Yeah, over in Europe, this guy wanted to book us on a tour over there, but it's, I guess if we're a DJ, it'd be way cheaper, but there's six of us with plane tickets and equipment, you know? So anyone out there want to hook us up with 20 grand for plane tickets, let's do it.
Well, hey, you know what? That's really awesome that you guys are getting the reach that that you so rightly deserve, and your music is awesome. We're going to give everybody listening out there right now a chance to hear you, and guys, I really appreciate it. Thanks for joining us, Josiah, Mike, Laban, and we really wish you the best of luck with your new release and everything that you have planned in the future.
Thank you so much, man. Really, really, really appreciate it. Yeah, check us out on Facebook and like the page, and if we come near you, we'll make sure to rock your socks off.
Awesome. spaceboots.music.bandcamp.com. Check it out. Right now, here is the new single from Space Boots, and it is titled Sunday Funday. Stick around, there's more of the charts on the way. After this, you're listening to the Earshot 20.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
You just heard Desire by Dilly Dally at number 4, all the way up from number 13 is their debut, Soar, on Buzz Records. Before that, we heard the latest from Metric at number 18 last week, number 5 this week, Pagans in Vegas, and we heard a track called The Shade, and we also had a chat with Space Boots and heard a new track from them called Sunday Fun Day.
Yeah, and you can check them out online. Give them a quick search on the interwebs. Space Boots It's space and capital, capital S, capital B for the boots. There you go. You can check them out and check us out online too, earshot20 at gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and at earshot20 on Twitter. We have a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, but quickly we're going to go through some of the albums that are making debuts below the top 20. Of course, we can't do the whole national top 50 every week, but we can let you know what is debuting below the top 20, and there's, you know, a chance now and then that these albums make their way up into the countdown, and Brian even gets brave sometimes and makes predictions about that, and this is the lowdown.
All right, this one debuts at number 50 at the cusp of the list. Would love to see this one in the top 20. So if you're out there in Campus Community Radio land, any programmers, you should check this one out. Give it a spin. It is the new record from Penny Black's called Moleskin Weather, a band from St. John, New Brunswick, and Toronto, sort of, as well. At number 48, Julia Holter has a new one on Domino called Have You In My Wilderness. At number 47, Emily and Ogden, 10,000. At number 44, the latest record from Waves is out, and it is called V, and debuting at number 43 this week. Another one you should definitely check out. Coming our way from Acadian Embassy, a good friends and ours, Quiet Parade, have released a self-titled full-length album. Jenny Ritter is back with a new one called Raised by Wolves, this time at number 37. I'm going to guess that this one is called Uberu, but it's up to you to decide. It is capital letters, W, double B, double U's, double R's, and double U's again. So it's up to you, I guess, what that one is called.
That's confusing.
At number 33 is a new album from them called Swamp Ritual. A new one from Proto Martyr, The Agent Intellect, the well-renowned punk group, at number 28. Corb Lund is at number 27, Things That Can't Be Undone. And we close out with a new one from Dirty Ghost at number 25, Let It Pretend. So 9 albums debuting below the top 20 this week. Lots of new music as we're in the middle of October. So check all that out and more, and they might find their way into the top 20 next week.
All right, there you have it. 3 more tracks. We'll get into it. Here's your number 3.
All right, well, we talked about over the program that we missed some wild stuff last week, having a week off of the program, and we missed a new number one last week, actually.
Oh.
But our previous number one is back to number one, so it's like nothing happened at all. At number 3 this week, down from number 1, it is U.S. Girls, Half Free. Here's a track from them called Sororal Feelings.
Gay.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Take much to make my day. Celebration, 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 celebration. Everyone's eating just more than enough. A bottle of something, a hand for your glove. Celebration, 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 celebration. And here is the perfect temperature. Group here, you'll fit right in. Celebration, 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 celebration. Can an hour open it up? Ooh, just enough to fill my cup. Celebration, 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 celebration. Yuck!
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
Jesus is beside himself. Jacob's in a state of decimation. Writing on the wall wasn't writing at all, just forces of nature in love with our weather station. Playing a game with our ways. You can follow a rose wherever it grows. You could fall in love with Times Square. Times Square.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was number one this week. Up from number three was Destroyer from the record Poison Season. You heard Times Square, Poison Seasons 1. Before that, Ought, sitting still at number two, Sun Coming Down, and a track called Celebration. And we kicked off our final set with U.S. Girls with a track called Sororal Feelings. It topped the charts last week at number one, but it is at number three this week. It is Half Free.
I'm Anthony Ammon. That's Brian Cleveland. That's another week of Countdowns. Thanks very much for tuning in. Join us next week for Countdowns. But right now, stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.